Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. Thanks very much for downloading us. This is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to episode 968A. The A's are always the news of the week, the medical news of the week, but especially what it means for you. A lot of medical news this week. And the B's are always the guest segment. I'm a great guest this week. I just did his podcast, recorded it. David Sinclair, Lifespan, Why You Age and Why You Don't Have To. Sensational interview about epigenetics and how they affect your rate of aging. Let me go and talk a little bit about the news stories. But first, our sponsor is Persona Nutrition. I'm chair of their scientific advisory committee, and they were nice enough to sponsor me as well. Persona experts cut through the hype and confusion. You can get to talk to a nutritionist anytime. Go to mypersona.com. You can take a free online assessment, and you can also talk to one of the nutritionists about your nutritional problems, needs, desires, or want. The top story for today is, when trying to lose weight, morning meals are better than evening ones. You probably knew that because I wrote the book, What to Eat When, but we featured it, but there's more data out this week that, in fact, just switching your dinner to your breakfast and your breakfast to your dinner so that you eat a bigger breakfast, smaller dinner, made a large difference in weight loss in this group of 60 women. The other great story that I think is your personality as a teen, that is, are you optimistic, pessimistic, outgoing, ingoing, also predicts your risk of dementia. And that's a complicated thing, but it says there are many more things going on with us than just what we see. Johnson & Johnson did recall a batch of baby powder after trace asbestos was found in the bottles. I've been trying for about a month now to find out whether it was a true Johnson & Johnson product or whether it was someone forged the product and just happened to have asbestos. I haven't been able to find out from either the CDC or Johnson & Johnson asking questions. We did find out one important thing about another FDA problem, that is ranitidine, or Pepcid, if you will. The compound apparently at higher heat metabolizes into a carcinogen. Now, what's the risk? It's not very much risk. If you had Pepcid every day for 10 years, you'd have about one extra cancer in 10,000. So not a great risk, but you don't want to take any risk. So that's why people are saying get rid of your Pepcid. Famotidine is the one you want if you're going to take a drug of that sort. The best way, of course, of getting rid of GERD and GI symptoms is to get thinner. There's also a very curious study this week that is on the more active your brain, the shorter your lifespan. What do we mean by that? It turns out that when you can't get your brain to rest, that when they've looked at this over, and this is an amazing study, they did this in a large number of people. They looked at it for a fair number of years, and I'll get you that data exactly. I'm looking up the data to make sure I don't misstate the number of patients. But it was done at Johns Hopkins. This paper was published in Nature, and it is, looked at, as I remember it, something over 2,000 people, And they found that those who had more active brains, that is, using brain imaging, they showed how active it was. They found that those people with more active brains died earlier. So I don't know how good this is. They then went back to worms and to find out if other animals had the same problem. And yeah, worms that had that couldn't get to sleep either had more active or died earlier too. I don't know what to make of that story, but I think it does say that meditation, guided imagery, deep breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, whatever you can do to calm your brain seems to help you live longer.
More of You, the Owner's Manual, coming right up. But let's take a moment to talk about your health. Dr. Roizen will tell you that a common question he gets asked often is what vitamins he likes, what he recommends. Without knowing more about their needs, that question used to be almost impossible to answer. Now, however, it's easy. Go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and take your free assessment. It's a smart and easy way to get personalized supplement recommendations. The Persona Assessment is backed by the latest nutritional research and the expertise of Persona's Medical Advisory Board, which consists of 8 nutritionists, a pharmacist, and 5 medical doctors, including Dr. Michael Roizen. All the latest scientific data and nutritional research put into one supplement program personalized for you. Just take the 5-minute assessment to get your free recommendations based on your goals, lifestyle, allergies, special diets, and prescription meds. Convenient vitamin packs are delivered to your door each month. Whether you want to sleep better, have more energy, or simply stay as young as you can, go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and get 50% off your order today. Half off now at personanutrition.com/Roizen. That's R-O-I-Z-E-N.
Another study that goes along with one that we reported last week, doing exercise when you get cancer or if you're just worried about cancer, being regularly physically active decreases the cancer and decreases the recurrence rate of cancer more than 50%. And they did this in people with lung cancer and smoking. And the people who were exercisers that regularly exercised had a much lower rate of developing lung cancer, even if they smoked, than those who didn't. That's what I would call interesting, and what you can do. It isn't to say you can obliterate all of the effects. In fact, you can't obliterate all the effects. It's about a 25% reduction. But remember, lung cancer increases more than tenfold by smoking. Fat collects in your lungs. Excess weight is hard on the heart, we know, but it's also hard on your lungs. And the researchers found that higher levels of fat in your lungs change the structure of normal airways to create lung inflammation. So another reason to stay thin and get thin. And when you get thin, stay thin again. Don't rebound, because that rebounding doesn't give you enough time to get rid of the fat in your lungs or in your arteries. Cooking with greens, yep, spinach and kale are great things to cook with. Deaths due to suicide are on the rise. If you have a son, daughter, someone with depression, make sure they know not to harm themselves. It's too important, and suicide is on the rise. Early life stress is tied to an increase, if you will, suicide. Early life stress is also tied to increased pain later in life. So try and protect your kids from, don't abuse your kids when they're young. If you can do anything, get help yourself. there's a new editing technique for CRISPR, and it makes it much more effective. So CRISPR and Cas9 are a kind of a tool that lets you identify DNA inside the body, inside the cells, and make edited corrections. This was used in China to edit out the gene that makes HIV more likely to infect. That is, that allows that HIV virus to get in. They edited it out in a test to see if they could do it. Well, now a better technique. It basically, the way it does is, CRISPR does, is it matches. So if you've got the letters A, C, A, C, T, G, say those six letters, it matches those, and then it would cut out the next set of DNA. Well, now the new technique matches more letters, matches them so that you don't get two cells that combine to match the letters. So it's a much more accurate, less errors, more success rate technique. This is coming to you, and this is dramatic, even more improvements. So where are we going to go with this? Yeah, we may be able to edit out some childhood diseases. We may also be able to edit that are very bad, but we also may be able to edit out blindness, get rid of a whole bunch of other things that have been bugaboos of mankind and causes of disability. So there is hope. We aren't there yet, but there is hope on the way on this. I should remind you that we are sponsored by Persona Nutrition. So if you happen to go to mypersona.com, you can take a free assessment, find out if they think your diet is adequate, or if you need some supplements to help you with mineral or vitamin deficiencies, or for other areas you might want help with. In addition, you can speak to a nutritionist anytime, mypersona.com. You just click the nutritionist button and you get to speak to someone about a dietary concern you might have. Mypersona.com, I am chair of their scientific advisory board, so I don't know how many conflicts I can disclose in that area, but I am chair of their scientific advisory board. I don't have an equity interest in it. But it is a conflict, but they're nice enough to sponsor the show so that we can bring you the latest medical news of the week every week, and especially what it means to you, as well as the guest segments. Guest B, David Sinclair, 968B, David Sinclair, Lifespan, Why You Age and Why You Don't Have To, a brilliant interview from a brilliant scientist who makes things crystal clear for all of us. Again, the best news of the week that I saw, the celebrated news of the week would be, if you will, exercise decreases your risk of lung cancer, decreases your risk of inflammatory lung disease because you get rid of fat. Thanks very much for listening, and whoever is doing my engineering, thank you for doing that, but especially thanks to you who have downloaded us and are listening to us. You're the one that motivates me to keep doing this week after week and enjoy giving you medical information that you can use to stay at the top of your curve much longer. Thanks again.